Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warn of false flags to try to predict horrible events. We warn of false flags to try and prevent them. They are the norm for starting massive conflicts. They are based on lies, and so we only hope that the truth will make them futile. Last week, I reported on rumors that Victoria Nuland was planning a false flag attack on a Ukrainian nuclear power plant. There is now talk in Kiev that the real president of Ukraine, Victoria Nuland, has become so desperate for NATO troops to enter Ukraine and continue this U.S. proxy war against Russia that she is willing to murder innocent locals with a radioactive cloud and blame it on Russian forces. After that report, documentary filmmaker Chris Emery, who has spent years researching PATCON, the U.S. intelligence operation to use false flags as a way of criminalizing American patriots, reached out to me with some information that shows how this is standard operating procedure for the black hats in our government.
We had done our first movie premiere in March of that year in Salt Lake City with an attorney that we actually interviewed on the film by the name of Jesse Trinidad. He was approached by a command team leader that was in charge of 10, including himself, basically commandos, to blow up the Browns Ferry nuclear power plant in Athens, Alabama, under the Operation PATCON. And then Jesse went into detail about what PATCON was, which would later morph into the Waco attack, and then the Oklahoma City bombing, and then our current present-day ramification of that was J6. That nuclear power plant is still standing today because this command leader says no, that violated their rules of engagement that they were taught in their special operations ever since he was, you know, a rookie commando. And he says, we are not killing 27 innocent U.S. civilians, no matter how much money you're paying us. Each of his partners, there were 10 commandos altogether, were given duffel bags full of cash. Each were given $5 million. They left it in the parking lot in the wee hours. He said between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning, they literally left these duffel bags in the parking lot, in the far end of the parking lot, away from the nuclear power plant, and drove away. And they basically told their commanding officer at the Pentagon to F off. We are dealing with people that are of the occult, or in a dark corner of the universe that we can't even imagine. And Nuland is in that pack with Merrick Garland and several others. Without a doubt, she needs to be brought up on treason and indicted, put on trial, and thrown in prison, and the key tossed away.
We also spoke on the subject of what looks to be the beginning of a false flag being set up on the southern border, with World Economic Forum puppet Greg Abbott now calling for a civil war.
What in the world? Why did it take him almost 2.5 years to gear up? I think it's disingenuous what he's doing. The poor ranchers and the private citizens within 50, 60 miles of the border have gotten their land, their homes robbed, their ranches decimated, trash, human waste, windows broken into, property damage. He could have put the thumbscrew on that a long time ago. Why he chose to do so now is beyond me. They're much more keen. They have the operative radar, on high alert now, and they'll be able to hopefully weed out a lot of these operatives that, whether they know it or not, are being paid by the feds to be the fly in the ointment and get a lot more people in trouble. It's just going to be a reincarnation of J6 all over again.
Expert on false flags and the southern border crisis, Michael Yawn, is also warning people not to fall for the trap.
And we already know that the so-called, I call it OGUS, the occupational government of the United States, we already know that it's out of control. We already know that the only rules that it plays by is anything it can get away with, it will do, right? We already know that. We saw January 6th. We see Americans have to show their ID and get searched and whatnot to get on airplanes. Meanwhile, they got illegals, straight up invaders, coming across the border by the thousands every day that can board aircraft without any ID. There are no rules. We are clearly being hunted. And the American citizens, patriots, are clearly being hunted. They're looking for any excuse to go to war, and they will do it. I mean, obviously, that's going to be a very serious war.
There's a little more to the report. It's up on Bandop Video. I'm going to post it on X in the next 30 minutes. False flag warning for martial law in the U.S. and war with Russia. This is an emergency maximum alert. If you want to stop the globalists, get this report out like your life depends on it, because it does. It's at Bandop Video. It's going on Real Life Shows and X. Now the rest is up to you. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar and it'll change your life. Take advantage now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we believe in freedom, and we've had a lot of victories thanks to God. Thanks to God working through you, and we're swinging for the fences here against the New World Order. We're dedicated American patriot Christians who understand that if we submit to this tyranny, it'll be 10 times worse. And if we stand up, we can make the world a better place. Plus, God's watching. That's why we're really doing this at the end of the day. All right. Later in the hour, I'll get into Elon Musk and Neuralink and the big new developments there. But I promise to go to your calls. I'm going to race through your calls here in a moment. But we have great IT people and great IT companies, despite all the hack attacks and all the brute force attacks and all the denial of service attacks and all the infiltration operations. We don't make a big deal about it because we're warriors. We're in the fight. We're here every day. It's our job to just stay on air and cover the issues and not get distracted. It has been years since I had the IT companies we use come to me and say, you need to talk about this on air. So if you try to go to InfoWars.com, you may see a quick security screen that comes up, says scanning to make sure you're not a bot before you get in. As of this morning, in the last 24 hours, over a billion bots, not connections, bots. One bot might be sending a million people at us. So we've had tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions, of bots attack us. And we have some big companies that work with us. We don't promote who they are, so don't get attacked. They said this morning, this is the biggest brute force attack they've ever seen, not just against their companies, but they've read about it. They said, listen, this was a multi-million dollar payment to do this. And we're still up at Bandop Video. We're still up at InfoWars.com. We're still up. And we've seen massive fake flagging on X of fake reports against us to pull down our live feeds, but then some get taken down, they get put back up. Just like we've seen fake community notes stuff on us that isn't true, and then somebody's doing their job at X, they remove the community note. So the average person doesn't have enough visibility to get these attacks, and if you do, you don't have enough visibility to expose it. But I just wanted to point out that over a billion bots as of 8 a.m. this morning, I haven't checked since, some of the bots sending millions of requests individually. So over a billion bots, some of them sending millions of requests apiece, others hundreds of thousands, are hitting InfoWars.com and Bandop Video. And it's not just the brute force attack. There's a bunch of other attacks. Why is it happening? I don't know. I don't know what it is I'm covering that's got them so pissed, but I've got a good guess. Every time we expose Victoria Nuland and them trying to do a false flag. They've already tried to blow up that reactor repeatedly. They've already said the Russians blew it up when it wasn't true. It even came out later. They had to admit that Ukrainian forces keep shelling the biggest nuclear reactor in the world, miles down the road from Chernobyl. And I don't know if that's it, but gut level, I notice this happens when we put out hardcore reports like the Greg Reach report you just saw, because he put one out a few days ago as well on the false flag attempted attacks on the reactor. So let's put on screen Greg Reach's new report. We're going to post it on X as well in the next few minutes. But I have a expert guess, a dead reckoning, that that's what it is. Because you know, you do certain things, and boy, you get burned. We're not going to stop trying to stop World War III. False flag warnings for martial law in the U.S. and war with Russia. The report went up this morning. It's got 70,000 or 80,000 views on Bandai Video. 79,000 views. That's great. But it needs to get 100 million views because they're definitely scared of this information. And they got it up in minutes. Well, I asked them to put it up 5 minutes ago. They already got it up. So, it's now live at Real Alex Jones. I've also noticed when I call out Alexander Soros, this stuff happens. And people that work for the system think that I'm a coward like them, that when I step up to the plate and I get hit hard, then I think, oh, my God, I better not go this direction. And listen, I'm not the toughest guy around, but I am pig-headed like Trump. And when somebody gets in my face and attacks me, I can't help it. I remember growing up in Dallas, man, and it might have been a 250-pound badass started a fight with me, and I couldn't run. I couldn't back down. I couldn't bow. And at first, they'd start beating the living hell out of me. But I'd black out, and they'd be going home in the ambulance almost every time. One time I took on five guys, they broke my leg because they attacked me first, but they got me. But the point is that I won almost all those fights, and it's the same thing here. And I've almost reached the level that what I'm doing on this show is I am blacked out, folks. I'll use the analogy of Star Wars Episode 4 where Luke Skywalker is running the trench. Everybody else has been killed. And the Force tells him, turn off your computer, hit that target yourself. And that's called blacking out, folks. I am literally have my computers turned off. Nobody's telling me what to do with the Holy Spirit. I am in the trench. They're blowing up our ships all around us. And it's all about Jesus right now. And I'm going in against that reactor shaft. And I'm going to fire that torpedo. Or anybody coming in behind me is going to do it. But we're looking for the Han Solos here, ladies and gentlemen, the Deus Ex, because Luke Skywalker wouldn't have got that missile off if in a fictional, cheesy world of Star Wars, ruined by woke, but it's a great archetype, great film, if Han Solo hadn't decided, hey, it doesn't matter if it's a suicide mission, I'm going to show up and see what I can do. And it's going to be federal whistleblowers and school teacher whistleblowers and auto mechanics and farmers and nuclear engineers. And it's going to be you that are going to be the Han Solos in this fight, folks. Right at the moment, we're ready to pull the trigger and blow the Death Star up. If you're not there backing us up, we're going to get taken out. And you along with us. And you know when I say that, that isn't rhetoric. There, as Trump said 1,000 times, it's so true. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just in the way. You got that, folks? I bet on you. I believe in you. I don't want to go grovel to the system and grovel to the lawyers and kiss the ass of the New World Order. I already got offered hundreds of millions of dollars to serve them. And they told me, and you'll be left alone, and you can be a star, and you can have fun. Well, guess what? I don't want to be in some fancy penthouse with a private jet and be a sellout. Now, if I can fight tyranny and promote prosperity and empower humanity, give me a penthouse and private jets and big-ass steaks. I'll take them. But they're way down my hierarchy of needs. My hierarchy of needs is doing what God says. And I love being persecuted. I love being attacked because it means I'm over the target. And again, both my grandfathers were in World War II. They never talked about what happened in World War II until after they died. We got to dig into their stuff and see it. And my mom's dad was only on a few missions. Thank God he already got killed as a fighter pilot in World War II. And crash landed and broke a bunch of bones and he was out of the war. But the other one did more missions than he was told to do. And was out of North Africa and then in Italy and the whole thing. And then was there for 4 years and in Germany when it fell. And he told my dad a little bit about when he died. We got all his documents and all his medals and all his stuff. And man, the letters about, we see the flak, we're going into it, those are the targets, we're going to hit it. You know, Billy, best buddy, just died. His plane just blew up. And, man, there is something about that. Like, we're going in. We're not running away from the attacks. We're flying into the attack because we got something to deliver, and God said deliver it. And I'm going to deliver more payloads. The reason I volunteered for more missions is we have slayed the enemy. We have destroyed them. We have wrecked them. God has given me nothing but victory. And the idea now, when I've been given nothing but victory, that I won't continue the missions and I won't continue hammering them, but I can't do it without you. God's given me the intellect, and God's given me the will, and God's given me the capacity to do this, but I can't do it without you. And I sit here and think about all the heavy subjects, and I'm up here begging, oh, buy my T-shirt. Oh, please buy my supplement. Please get my water filter. But I don't want to be doing that. You need all this stuff. It's all excellent. But I'll go commercial free the minute one of these billionaires gets off the fence and bankrolls this operation. We need $50 million a year to stay on air and expand.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And it demoralizes. They're over. The New World Order's over.
And you know, there's a lot of losses that do happen, but we need to focus on wins. Just like T-Pain said, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And so we're going to keep winning. And just a big thing that's been happening in this country during the Biden presidency has been the efficacy, and we can have the discussion of what degree of efficacy it is, but the efficacy of checks and balances. And we have had several Supreme Court rulings over the past several years that have upheld justice in the face of tyranny. And so there are a lot of other comments that I could make.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you might want to mention those. They said the bureaucracies can't make law outside of congressional law, but they're still doing it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, yeah, that's just kind of a little summary.
Roe v. Wade, we can keep going here.
Yeah. Roe v. Wade, and there are several others. We could talk about mask things, COVID stuff. There's been a lot of rulings.
The CDC saying they control all property and rents?
Yeah, and so...
can you imagine how bad it'd be if we didn't have a half-assed good court like we got?
Exactly. And so I just wanted to share that with everybody that, you know, we still do have checks and balances. We still do have a shining light of freedom in this country. And I hear it a lot. I hear it a lot. You know, I don't know if our country can take another 4 years of this. And I pray to God.
If we got up off our asses, we could lead every one of these illegal aliens out of the New World Order. And then they'd be power to freedom. Exactly. We can overcome anything. We already have the base, the infrastructure to do it, and we got God. But we got to decide we got it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, that's just my message to everyone. Keep focusing on the positive. We are going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And so with that, I'm going to hang up and listen. And thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you, John. I just want listeners to know, in a war, we're one of the main attack ships, and we're under massive fire because we're kicking enemy ass up and down the street. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest, folks. We got so many targets, so many stories. Just victory, 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 victory. Bart in Georgia, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about this Fannie Willis. She can't understand normal thinking, and I just want to be more positive.
She's a retarded gremlin. She's a retarded gremlin.
And I don't think we talk about good news as much as we should. This is fantastic for Trump. And we don't even know the half of it.
That worm is a degenerate criminal put in by Soros. They're all a bunch of freaking kooks, all a bunch of freaking scum.
Evidently, she thinks her job is to have sex with the other lawyers. I don't know what's going on here, but this
that's
crazy.
One thing, but it's all the 600,000, now the millions is coming out. That's a money laundering, scamming, dirty little rat.
Yeah, where's the money? 200 grand's missing at least.
For trips to everywhere.
Thank you for having me on.
No, anything else? I mean, what are people saying about this in Georgia? How obvious is all this?
Oh, everybody's on top of it. She can't hide. This is she's just a disgusting so-called human being.
Well, look at the type of scum they got to get to do this stuff. I mean, they're a bunch of trash.
Absolutely. This is unbelievable. But you know what? This is how God works. It got exposed.
And it's because we don't give up and Trump doesn't give up. You don't give up. You let it play out. Let them keep thinking they're winning. Let them keep licking their lips. Let them keep having fun, and they're going to get it.
Yes, sir. One last thing I have to say after this show's over later on, go to Bart, Bon, and Rumble and BitChute and watch the Alex Jones show, please.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. Jack in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there. I wanted to throw out a topic that I don't think has been getting covered very much. It's something I've been researching. It's this idea about the Omniverse, Earth 2, Second Earth by NVIDIA, Cesium, Lepton, a lot of these other companies, and basically creating a digital twin of the entire Earth in real time.
Yeah, that was first done 20 years ago. Headline, Pentagon creates real-time map of the world, creates artificial digital world.
Yeah, and this is tied in to the 3D body scans at the airport. Do you think they deleted your 3D body image at the airport? And it's tied in with
It to then put in the computers to read you while you walk down the street.
Yeah, and the facial recognition, the gait recognition, this is the beast system. And the entire thing, they can basically record Earth in real time, I think. I mean, I can't prove
it. It's the Internet. No, that's their goal. They've already got a lot of it done, Internet of Things. And then meanwhile, they want to grow up your genitals and scan at the airport while the border's wide open. It's all a fraud.
Yeah, well, I think this is a big topic that could, you know, be a topic for a deep dive. Maybe
I 1,000,000,000% agree with you.
Yep.
Well, tell us more about it. Go ahead.
I'm trying to go through. I have a few notes here. The facial recognition, China was basically the beta test for it. You can see they basically have it operational. But it's really this idea they can record life on Earth. And Musk touched on this a little bit in his announcement about the Neuralink today, where you're going to have a personal digital avatar. And they're rolling this out with the kids and the gamification of everything. It's pretty freaky. So that was my idea. And I have a few other comments about some other topics, if I can.
Hey, go ahead.
Can you provide the info on the kid that the African-Americans curb stomped yesterday and provide the information about
the that's a great search. When I put that out going off the Alex Jones war site, it's not ours. They thought it was another story, but it looks like it wasn't that story. And so it's a real video, but we're trying to figure that out. The search is going on. Elon Musk has requested us to find out. He commented on the video. And I probably spent an hour last night and 30 minutes this morning trying to find it. What do you think we should do?
Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to search it all night last night. I can't find any more information about it.
Well, that's because there's so many of these videos. I found like dozens of other similar cases, and I can't even link them up. We found one that might be it, but it's not it.
And then
video's got like what 30 million views right now on Real Alex Jones.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. I mean, it's sad. This younger generation has to get a hold of themselves and stop this madness. It's being, like you said, it's being promoted in the media, and it's disgusting.
All right, what's the other point?
New York City, if you look into their New York Immigration Office, they have a DACA dreamer. He's on a $200,000 a year salary running the immigration racket in New York City. They're not trying to stop it. They're trying to
They act like they're against it. They just want more federal funds. Great point.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, we're going to go to break, go to Baldy. And then we're going to go to everybody else, the order they received, Alex and Dorletta and Jefferson and Gene and Steven and Anthony. We're going to take your calls, the order they are received, so start your engines. I'm giving each caller like 2-3 minutes. I really need to give you all about a minute if we get to more of you. So just spill it, say it. I'll try to, and by the way, I sound obnoxious when a caller starts saying something, but I go, oh, yeah, this is that. I'm not trying to like, oh, I'm so smart. When I hear a caller saying something true, I want you to know it's true. They couldn't find the articles from like 10 years ago. Pentagon creates artificial map of the world, artificial world, and tracks all the things in lifetime. So what he's talking about, the companies he mentioned, I've seen those articles. That's true. That's going on. But they need you to opt into it. They need you to be part of it. And it's the war game. The social credit score, the ESG, the central bank digital currency to control every facet of your life. It is the mark of the beast. It is here. It's all happening. All right, we're going to go to break, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to give you my take on Elon Musk and Neuralink before the hour ends. Our reporters are at the border. They'll be popping into the war room and more and a bunch of this tomorrow. Follow us at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and of course, Real Alex Jones on X. All right, let's rampage through your phone calls right now. Baldy in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Okay, so when we talk about a pending war in Iran, I think we should remind each other that this is Obama's war. He funded them right in plain sight with $1.7 billion, and who knows what else that's been handed over to them. So if a nuke does go off in this country, or three nukes, Obama did that.
Explain that, because I 100% agree with you. There's really three groups of Islamicists. There's supposedly Shiite and Sunni, but within the Sunni, that's the majority group, there's the Muslim Brotherhood that the main Sunni Saudi Arabians don't like. So you got the Saudi Arabians, you got the Iranians, and you've got the Muslim Brotherhood, and Obama is with the Muslim Brotherhood.
If they can't install a vice president that they want, like, say, a Governor Abbott or something, if he ends up putting a Kerry Lake or even a Rand Paul in as vice president, I think Obama will activate whatever sleeper cells he has here. Last time I called, I mentioned I see a three-nuke attack, and you mentioned that the CIA had war-gamed that out. I think he's definitely heavily connected with the CIA. So that would be probably the plan of attack. However, I'd like to circle back around to that, but I want to point out, since you started out talking about local radio and how the CIA had funded a bunch of people during the pandemic, I wanted to share with you. You could find me on X, Manchester 2020, a phone call that I made April 1st, 2020, the day that the 15 days the Stop the Spread was set to expire, April Fool's Day. I called into a local radio show, and when I say you could set up a masterclass on this, not just the effectiveness as a caller as I am at getting the truth out, which is why they hate us, is because of the truth, but because of their response. If you listen to the response, they had memorized it. His producer even got on and started saying that people like me were the problem, like I was the virus, wanting people to go out and work. Manchester 2020, if you listen to that call, it'll blow your mind.
Well, send us the call. We'll put it up. I think I remember you calling about that.
Sure, and I called you a bunch of times during the pandemic. There's only two things on there. You can find me in Manchester 2020 on X, or you can find my podcast, Manchester, anywhere where you could hear.
Say it slow. What's your podcast? Say it slow. What's the podcast?
Mob Chester. It's a play on words.
I'm Mob Chester. I remember you. Yeah, you've been dead on, brother. So I remember you. You were dead on. So that's who you want on as guest and caller. So tell us what's coming next.
So that I foresaw Trump and everything, and because he was the only one that was going to stand up in these debates, because they steamrolled right over Ron Paul. But I feel, now, I wasn't so much for him, but that since they're coming out against him, and they cannot stop him now. This is like
it's obvious they're legitimately don't like him.
They pull all the stops. They pull the stops. I see the triangulated nuclear attack, and then the troops from that are waiting on the border are activated. The sleeper cells that are here are activated. Total hell on earth. People in power that are listening, if you could do something, you have to do something to stop Obama.
And let's explain. The globalists only get more power with a 9/11 or a new attack. That's the illogic. We've got to be pointing out they're the ones behind it. Because the FBI director says he sees all these flashing lights. His own agents are telling him military-age men connected to all these foreign governments are coming in. Something big is planned. They're not doing this by accident. Thank you so much, Baldy. Anthony in Pennsylvania, welcome.
Thank you so much, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And your efforts here. I wanted to just talk about how we are in the information war fight of our lives. Right now, we have the lowest retention rate and the worst recruitment numbers in our military since pre-World War I. We are fighting multiple wars on multiple fronts for the sovereignty of this nation. We're funding a war in Eastern Europe. We're funding a war in the Middle East. And right now, we're on the brink of retaliatory attacks in Iran, which our own Secretary of State says is the hottest that region has been since 1973. That's more than the war in Afghanistan. That's more than the war in Iraq. We have a CBS News correspondent, Catherine Herridge. She says that she believes there's going to be a black swan event in the year 2024. Now, I hope that I'm wrong, Alex, but am I crazy to think that they're actually trying to start World War III in order to suspend the election?
100%. Everything's on the table. The end of the old monetary system, the central bank digital currencies, the ESGs, it's all coming in now. Everything's aligning now, and they need a global crisis or a group of crises to bring it in. He dropped. All right. Thank you, sir. Steve in Alabama, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
You say Steven?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I just want to thank you, Alex, for being a true American patriot. You will go down in history, my friend. But second, I want to say
two words that very few of us may have ever heard in the same sentence or even conjoined, American refugee. If we don't start looking to our community, like the men have been emasculated, you know, COVID, they pushed isolation that way we wouldn't reach out to each other. And now with social media, like I did a split test. I created a right-leaning Instagram profile and a left-leaning. The right-leaning got zero traction. The left got pushed like crazy. So it's in everything. Twitter has been the only space I've been able to find to where I can speak my voice and not feel as though I'm being suppressed.
And Elon had to spend $44 million just to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would if I could, but, you know, I'm glad he did it. But yeah, like I was saying, this is my plea to all the veterans out there, the former military, police, you know, everybody that has some common sense. The people are already here. Our enemies know they cannot land on our shores and defeat us. They have sent them in through the southern border, and they're just waiting on orders. And I feel as though a direct conflict with Iran will spark a fire that we may not be able to put out.
And behind the scenes, the globalists are working with the Iranians.
You're absolutely right. And they're, like you said, they're pushing this everywhere. I mean, Soros' son, Alex, he's doing way more than, you know, a lot of backdoor deals. Because I'm all over the dark web, just, you know, searching and looking. But there's stuff all over 4chan about plans and plots and stuff of what they're going to do. Like the Brown's Ferry that y'all mentioned earlier. It was on there last month. And I don't know why people would be bringing that up, you know, now. But it's... None of this stuff is coincidence. Everybody has common sense. They feel it in their gut. What you're feeling is true.
Oh, I mean, I can just feel it. Like, my spidey sense is 50 times what it's ever been. You can just feel the danger.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And, again, I just want to thank you.
I want to thank you, Steve. But what the globalists are masters of is that everybody has this anxiety. They say, oh, it's white supremacists. Oh, it's the white people. Oh, it's the Christians. That's why you're having anxiety. No, the inflation, the open borders, the war, it's the criminals running our country, folks. Not the black people, not the white people, not the brown people. They're all playing us off against each other. Alex in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for being a truth teller and a truth seeker.
I'm trying.
Alex, we are a Christian homeschooled family. We are packed up in Southern California. We are out of here tomorrow morning. We are in a blessed position where we do not have a destination, but we have resources to make it for a fresh new start for our children. We want to raise them to be young men. Which region of the United States would you suggest, based on your expertise, that's going to be successful raising them? And also, do you suggest rural living or city living?
You know, that's got to be your own personal decision. I don't know what your skills are, what you're able to do. Are you a mechanic? Are you a farmer? Are you a doctor? Are you a school teacher? Are you a banker? Are you a plumber? But you can look at the biggest boom cities, the biggest boom towns. A lot of those are all leftist run, too. It's not like places outside California are much better. They're just a little bit better. But if I had my druthers, I would be in a southern small Christian town. Because they're the most insulated from what's going on. And that might be me.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stole the election in 2021. And then, because Texas is fighting him on the border, he claims, he just killed the permits for the number one natural gas producing country in the world, and Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi were the biggest producers of it, that we can't sell liquefied natural gas. Remember what he did just 6 months ago? He asked Venezuela to up its oil production so he wouldn't have production here that helps the people. So we just buy it from them. Everything is against America. Well, here it is. Land Commissioner says Biden stopped approval of LNG exports, liquid natural gas, in retaliation of Texas defiance. The Texas Land Commissioner is accusing President Joe Biden of deliberately ending the approval of liquid natural gas exports. Don Beckingham believes the Biden administration playing political games with Texas after the state took a bold stand in defending our border against foreign invaders and last week killed all export out of the state of Texas, the main exporter in the world. So Biden already blew up the Russian Nord Stream pipeline. He already cut off the Keystone pipeline for oil out of Canada and the Midwest. Now they're killing all exports of liquid natural gas. A sanction against America and America workers to bring you to your knees. And people say, what do I care about natural gas? That's the second biggest power supply we've got. And it's one of the biggest exports we've got. I mean, a fleet of 1,000 bombers couldn't do this much damage, dropping conventional bombs. They are literally in economic war with us. Jefferson in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I know you enjoy talking to Viva Fry from Viva Barnes.
Yeah, it's a good guy.
I would love to have you review episode 169 of Viva Barnes, starting at the 20-minute mark, where Viva, the Canadian, is asking Barnes all the correct questions about who's eligible to be president here in the United States, and Barnes gets almost every answer wrong. So this is the Achilles heel of the Biden administration, that right now we have a Jamaican citizen at birth who is getting to be our vice president because we don't understand what the definition of natural-born citizenship is. It's not being born here. It's not being a citizen at birth. It is having two USA citizen parents as your parents at the time of your birth. That's the definition of a natural-born citizen. You had Paul call in on January 2nd and explain this, and we all fall back into this fallback position of, well, everybody agrees that it's about being born here under the 14th Amendment. That's not true. That's brainwashed. That is the deception of the Obama birther PSYOP that was run on us about the Hawaii-Kenyan birthplace thing, and we all fall into this trap of believing that being born here is the same thing as being a natural-born citizen. It's not the same thing. The founders made this clear in 1790 in the Immigration and Naturalization Act, where they said if you're born overseas, if both of your parents are citizens, that makes you a natural-born citizen. So it's clearly not about where you're born. It's about who your blood is, who your parents are. You were greatly influenced by who your parents were. If they weren't citizens of the United States, you would be a different person.
Yeah, they were worried about Europe sending princelings over here who would be born here but weren't really American.
Right, but even before the 14th Amendment was passed, almost nobody got to be confused with a citizen if they were merely born here. Everybody said, well, wait a minute, who are your parents? No, you don't get to be a citizen here. It wasn't until the 14th Amendment was codified that we all started to believe that birthplace was more important than who your parents were and whether they were citizens at the time of your birth. So I love Vivek Ramaswamy. I think he's great. But neither of his parents were citizens at the time of his birth. So he needs to go about amending Article 2 so he's eligible.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I think that's a good point. I think you're right, and I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Gail in Illinois. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, hello there, Alex. I'm glad to be on. And I might be all over the place, so I'm super
appreciate
excited
it. Go
to
ahead.
Talk to you. Okay. Yes, I do live in Illinois, even though it's a blue state. However, Chicago's also here, so that's why we're a blue state. However, I think it's important to I'm nervous. I think it's important to understand what the UN summit did back in September, the end of September, when they had a UN summit with every 193 nations, every nation signed the SDG, the Sustainable Development Goals for Agenda 2030 to accelerate their agenda for 7 years. And their goal is to finish everything by 2030. And that was the end of September. I watched it. They had Ukraine, Zelensky there. They had everybody there. I want to go there. And they all agreed that this needs to happen. It needs to accelerate. And from back in 2015, it's actually when it started, and nothing really was really working. So what ended up happening, and then all of a sudden, bam, we're like going to World War III. So, and you know, everybody's the Biden administration is that everybody keeps saying build back better. Well, what they have to do is they have to destroy everything to build it back to by 2030 in order to make their sustainment goals, development goals. And they also have the UN. It's all in the website, on the UN website. They also have their, it's like a plan. They have a.
No, I mean, I'm glad you called. We've covered this a lot, but it's always important to cover it again. I wrote the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. I wrote The Great Awakening.
Right, right.
And yeah, it's a global government plan. That's what I told Vivek Ramaswamy earlier. I said, we need to attack this and go after it. He agreed with me.
I mean, I just think that it's important to, not only focus on what's going on with our border, to what's going on with Iran. It's almost like I feel like, it's just their turn. Like, and they're going to be moving after the Middle East is destroyed. They're going to move to another country and destroy that. And then
I hear you. It's a global government. We're up against it. I'm glad you're on top of it. Thank you, Gail. All right, Bert in FEMA Region 9. I guess that's on the West Coast. Go ahead.
A coup is coming, and they're going to kill Biden. And the trigger event for all of this will be a nuclear 9/11 false flag event. And after that is when the wars begin. But it won't be World War III. Can I skip to the election? Trump will not be assassinated, but he will be disqualified at the last minute. Shall I tell you how? It will be done on term limits. He's already been elected twice. And as soon as a lawsuit decides that there was election fraud, it will be decided that he won two terms, so he did not fulfill his second term. But it won't matter, because there won't be an election. All of this is explained in detail at nuclear911.com in a one-hour video.
All right, you're on air. Go ahead.
The idea that there won't be World War III is that the threat of World War III is more important than such a war. Because against the...
Well, sure. I mean, a world war doesn't mean nuclear. A world war means it's in a whole bunch of different regions. I think we're already in a global war, but I appreciate your call. Great points. All right. I said I'd hit Elon Musk, and we're going to do it, and his whole Neuralink announcement. So we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to hit that. And then Maria Z has a very special guest joining her, heading up one of the big convoys, Doc Chambers, down to the Texas border. Our crew is now down there as well. Hour number 4 is coming up. I'll host some of it, hand the baton off to Maria Z, and then I want to show her at 3 p.m. Central today, InfoWars.com/show. And it's great that we're reaching millions today on X, but we can't just operate on that, and I hope that's going to be there. Got to remember to share the links, InfoWars.com/show, band.video. InfoWars, get the articles, get the videos. You are having a massive effect. People are really ready for the truth right now. It's important to still invade YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Reddit and everywhere else, but also in the third dimension on the ground. Please also support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Team Humanity t-shirt, now in stock, now shipping. People say, what's that about? You can explain the globalist depopulation plan and the resistance against it, and it's a fundraiser. We have the new 1776 Gadsden flag shirt that I designed. Those are limited edition. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have now, back in stock, new and improved Nitric Boost. So good for your blood, so good for your whole body. 40% off Nitric Boost. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Nitric Boost, and selling out quickly. Selling out very quickly, the first run of methylfolate, the energy of the whole cells, the whole body, with the key compounds that boost it. It's a very special formula. Next level foundational energy, InfoWarsStore.com as well. So the new Nitric Boost, even stronger and better, in stock, 40% off. It's all there. Next level foundational energy, it's all there. Winter sun to boost your immunity with the vitamin D3, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.